this morning on the Office Beat, we will talk about your business and your job, wherever you are right now. And the question I have to ask for of you this morning is about corruption. Oh, we keep talking about corruption. Nigeria's corrupt. Yeah. Okay, fine. Some of you who have called, you know, you come across as, you know, morally outstanding individuals. Yes, morally upright individuals. So this morning, I have a question, all right? Our conversation is about morality versus reality. Can both of them sit side by side? Or is there a different reality from the idealistic versions that moral rules and guidelines tend to uphold? So, paint for you this scenario I have this morning. So here it is. You work for a good company, right? You get paid $300,000, maybe $150,000, or let's say you work in a company that usually pays people between $150,000 to, wait for it, 1.5 million naira a month. Some managers earn 1.5 million naira a month. Some maybe take 700, whatever. So you fall within this range. And then just last week, today is Thursday, just last week Thursday, you found out, right? You found out that the company you work for, your manager, right? The owners of the company, the business, the structure, the board of directors, whatever. You just found out either through leaked documents or personal engagement that these people are shortchanging the government, they're shortchanging even you, the staff members. They are shortchanging their customers, aka they are stealing. Whether it is tax evasion, whether it's bribery so that no substandard goods are being sold, something corrupt is happening in your company. This is a very real scenario. A few years ago, about 20 or so years ago, an uncle of mine sat me down in Lagos and said, be careful of these so-called businessmen that you see and idolize. I was working for one of them and I found out that the bag of rice that they'll share to people and say, oh, 50 kilogram bag, go and buy. Then it was about 3,000 naira, if I'm not mistaken. Go and buy 50 kg. 50 kg is what is written on it. You pay for 50 kg worth of rice. But in actuality, what is being sold to you was about 43 kg or sometimes even 41.5 kilograms of rice. And then, what about those individuals who will sell to you a basket of tomatoes and you find it underneath, you know, like a good amount is hay, is grass. Oh, my favorite. So you buy a pack of drinks, all right? All around the carton, right? Good quality drinks. Then the middle row, all the bottles are half filled, but you've paid for all of them. And this is what the company does as a practice. My question is, would you resign your job if you found out today or last week that your company, your manager is corrupt? Would you resign from that place that pays you 200,000, 150,000, half a million naira, 1.5 million naira every month, if you find out that not only were they not paying taxes remitting to the federal government, they were also stealing from the pension funds that are meant to go for all of the staff in the next 20 or 50 years? They are using it in the immortal words of Zebudai. They are using it to do kalu, 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 kalu. Fa, 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 fao, Zebudai will say. Let me ask you now, would you resign?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Oh, ye morally upright individuals, pray do call. Share with us your views. Share with us your resolve this morning. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6414. 64168090304 16. That's for WhatsApp and Telegram. And then those of you who are active on social media, get on to Facebook and Twitter, right? At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Join the conversation with us this morning. As always, do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from using derogatory or defamatory comments. And if you didn't quite hear it or see it, don't make mention of it. Do not make any unsubstantiated claims. You know, that way, we can hold our heads up and say, yes, we are decent human beings. Shall we? Good. To the phone lines now. Zion joins us this morning. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. I will not quit the job.
Wow. What happened to your morals?
My morals, I'm not the one who is committing those fraud.
But you know that the fraud is continuing.
That is why I have to stay back, work hard, get to that stage to sanitize the process.
Have you heard of this part of the law? He who aids and abets a crime is part of the punishment of the crime.
The last time I checked, I wasn't the one who gave them the documents to sign.
But did you know that it was signed?
I didn't know it was even signed.
Okay.
But I was aware.
Yes?
I was aware certain things are going on.
Once again, Zion, if you look up the meaning of aiding and abetting, you'll probably find that gray area where I just described. Did you know?
I knew, of course.
What have you done about the information that you knew?
As per that material time, I don't have the powers to ratify that error.
Did you report? Did you report to the authorities?
I misreported the authorities. They are even aiding the process.
No, wait. Once again, let's ignore. We're talking about morality versus reality. Let's ignore whether you're in the Nigerian factor and they say maybe if you report, the police will go and tell your guy. No. Did you report?
I did report because the authorities are aware.
How are you sure the authorities are aware?
Many things are going on.
I think a lot of people have this false idea that the authorities, the government all over the world, they get to see everything. They know everything. They hear everything. They don't hear the conversations that transpire in your bedroom. And so when some of these, in quotes, criminal actions are being carried out, they may not be in the know. If someone gives the information, if there are consequences of their corrupt practices that will leave a trail, yes, they may pick up from it. They'll pick up on it. But they don't know everything. Even in the US, even in China, every single government on this planet is dependent on people around to either give information or, like we like to say, whistleblow. But anyway, we're not going towards whistleblowing. I ask a very moral question. If you know your guy, if your guy sells petrol, and you know your guy is one of those people who has been collecting petrol from illegal oil bunkers, are you still working with your guy? Why are you still working with your guy? If your madam is one of those people who buys materials from Aba or Onitsha and comes down to sell, now before she sells, she cuts half a yard from the material, folds it, and sells to Tinuke and says, Tinuke, this is 6 yards. It goes sweet. You will look amazing on your traditional day. You know your madam has just shortchanged Tinuke. Why are you still working with that person? Ooh, you work in a conglomerate, big fancy office, great cars, you know, you have a security guard that opens the gate for you. You come down, your apartment or your office is air-conditioned, such as the one in the studio right now. And then you find out that your manager, who is downstairs or who is upstairs, topmost floor, has been quietly siphoning the company's funds. Ooh, let's make it even more interesting. The company is quietly making sure that they're collecting contracts. They are not doing the job. Why are you still working there? It's my question. Why? Would you resign? Would you report? But where exactly is the morality that a lot of Nigerians preach and so vehemently force down the throats of anybody who's listening? I ask you this morning on the office beat, those of you who are at work selling Gary, those of you who are in Ikoku right now thinking of the next fake spare parts to sell to somebody, or you have the original spare part but you want to make an extra 5 or 10,000 naira from the carburetor that you bought for maybe 2,000 naira, this is the job you want to do this morning. You know what your guy did. Why are you still working for that man or that woman? 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Oh, apologies. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, go on, please. I'm going to
allow this question. Yes, my brother. You see, there are things. That is why the Bible said, allow him to judge. I am saying this because in this Nigeria today, no matter how morally sound you are, I don't even know if you can go out and buy a bread. The one that
Oh dear, I'm sorry. I thought that dial tone was going to end. Unfortunately, it did not end. Please call back when you can. Interesting. Someone says, I will gladly hope to join them in the corruption practices so long as my job will be secured. I'm making extra cash for myself. Interesting. So I was expecting a message like this, and I'm going to lean on this message. Escobar, you are going to be the point of my conversation when we return from the break. So there are, and I expect people to be of the same ideology or the same mindset. No, I will stay, join the corruption so that my job will continue to give me 500,000, 200,000 naira a month. I will stay there. Okay, great. There's this brilliant French word, causality. Go read it up.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Jude here once again on the driving seat. And this morning on the office beat, we're talking about your level of morality versus what is going on every day. Yes, morality versus reality. Now, the question I ask is this. If you were to find out that your boss, your supervisor, your manager, or the company that you work in is involved in illegal or corrupt activities, would you leave that job? Would you resign from that place? Now, some of the examples I've been giving maybe may not be striking a nerve with some people right now, but let's make it even more interesting. Those of you who are big, what do you call them? Pharmaceutical aficionados, or maybe you love pharmacy, or you love the business of pharmacy. Everybody talk about, you know, the coronavirus. It was made. The companies are making money. They look for disease, and yeah, you know those conspiracy theories, right? Okay, so let's say right now, one of you or some of you, I know a few of you are pharmacists. You work for a pharmaceutical company right now, and in the past 1 or 2 months, you've been seeing some documents that don't quite sit right with you. Upon maybe a further look, you know, there's the top look. When you go further down, you found out, right, that the painkillers that your company has been selling, right now I'm putting 0.5 of a particular, you know, chemical component. Instead of doing that, they are putting 0.5 grams of chalk. They are basically selling people white powder that does absolutely zero. Or let's even make it interesting, right? There's a component that makes people have a certain side effect that is irreparable. It cannot be treated, but they mask it. And this has happened before, particularly in the US, FDA investigations and things like that. You have pharmaceutical companies who cover up results from studies about the effect of their drugs that they put onto the shelves for people to consume. If you were to find out that your company is doing that right now, would you kiss that 500,000 or 1.3 million naira a month contract? Would you kiss it goodbye and stand on your moral high ground? After all, we need a morally superior man or woman to take the helm of affairs. Our leaders are bad. We need somebody who's upright, who has the fear of God, who will see people for what they are and do what is right by the people. Would you turn away from 500,000 naira?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Remember just before the break, about 10 minutes ago, Escobar said, I will gladly join them in the corruption practice so long as my job will be secured and I'm making extra cash for myself. Now, how different is Escobar's view from that of the millions of Nigerians who are right now as we speak, bleeding the country dry? A few years ago, analysts had warned, hey, buy Nigeria, grow Nigeria, you know, don't steal, try not to carry out corrupt practices, whether you are, what they call them, the port authority members, customs, police, military, you name it. A lot of these people I just mentioned have been stealing, robbing the nation blind. Governors, commissioners, ministers, DGs, you name them. They've been doing it. Now, it's, there's problem. Years ago, a certain somebody sang "There's Fire in the Mountain." Nobody paid. And it's like they've been tone deaf. But now, it's hitting everybody hard. Where are your moral superior quotes? Where are they right now? Would you now leave that job? A lot of people want someone to come and clean the system. But here's the truth. Some people do not want to be cleaned themselves. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. WhatsApp now. Someone says, good morning. When I was teaching, I found out that the corruption of our principal was embezzling school fees, right? And the funds and the teachers' money. I made sure the owner of the school will find out. Interesting. Also, when the school wanted me to be part of the exam malpractice for the students, I refused to be part of it, but I did not resign. Later, I resigned and started my own business. Interesting. No name there. My 3x3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Welcome, please.
I want to remain anonymous.
Oh.
Yeah. It is not easy actually to resign. But one thing, you try your best to confront the management of that company. This thing happened to my wife, Sheila Panky, a woman who only won last. So that woman was not the last Panky, but the husband was the last Panky. And the husband passed on. Now, the woman used the certificate and begins to operate as a last time to employ my wife. But to tell the story short, this woman was going to house to all the blood samples and urine samples. And she was not doing anything. She would come back the next morning and begin to write to the door. This woman was the last time to begin to push her. This thing, some result you are writing cannot happen at a night. So I'm taking one day. This thing keep on going. But one day, my wife caught her and asked her, she closed because the place was rested before her family. She put her hand inside the back and flick all the samples away inside the drainage. So she don't know that this one was coming at her back. And she did that song and look at that place. This is the sample. This lady come back the next morning and begin to see the results. So my wife picked that thing and confronted her. No, it was not.
Oh, dear.
And someone begin to go after her. So this is what happened to many of us. Because my wife told her, no, how can you sleep after the results? You can't even treat. You will not get results. Well, she resigned, but she didn't go after her. Well, later on, we're going to take another thing. It's all the solution. trying as much as it can to comfort the person. Because what the Bible says, if you know the truth and if you prepare them, you know those who die and perish, the blood of those people will be declared in your hand. So Nigeria should do well to comfort people who are in difficult character. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That brings me back to Escobar. Escobar, who said, you know, he would gladly join in any corrupt practices so as long as he keeps his job. Now, the last caller who decided to remain anonymous inadvertently, you know, made mention of the other part of his conversation. So, Escobar and those who are the same, you know, mindset that, hey, fold your hand, you don't see, you don't know, you know, that kind of thing, continue. What if down the line, there are consequences, maybe not to you. It's very similar to some people who sell a particular product, but they don't consume that product. They don't because they know that there's something that they have done or they are doing that doesn't sit quite well with the ideas, right, of propriety. They will ignore it. There is a causality, a cause and effect. So when you sit down with your governors, with your deputy governors, with your DGs, with your community of polices, your commissioners of police, I beg your pardon, and your local government chairman, and you decide, okay, this contract is 10 million. You know what? We'll use only 2, right? And then we'll share the rest so that everybody will be happy. How many of you are everybody? When the larger population who would have passed that road will meet, you know, their Waterloo, either in the hands of kidnappers, armed robbers, rapists, killers, or to make things even more, you know, manageable, they just have a stressful day going from point A to point B. I remember years ago, at least I'm not too young to forget, years ago, it used to take, no jokes, it used to take about 7 to 8 hours to go from Port Harcourt to Benin. 7 to 8 hours. Sometimes you'd have to go through Onitsha. This is no joke. You have to go through Onitsha. Get down to Uromi to enter Benin. There was a point in this country where that was the norm. Because if you decide to put your chest and your vest on and say, you know what, I'm going to go through Mbiama to go to Benin, you probably sleep on the road the entire day. Why? Because the roads were superhumanly terrible. There were craters on that road. I didn't say potholes. There were craters. Like a bus, a fully loaded 14, 16-seater bus would literally be submerged in a hole. And then there was a point, what part of the road was that? Was that in Kayama now? Where the villagers would come out. Able-bodied young men would come out. And then, this is no joke, would tell all the passengers, come down from the vehicle, and then they will lift the vehicle from one point to the other. Then those days, we used to pay them 50 naira to carry your car to the other side of the road so you can get to Ugeli. Then, before you make your way to Benin. But some people collected the money, you know, and they have staff members. I wonder if the staff members back then, they left that job. I'm just curious, just out of curiosity. If you used to work for the construction companies back then on those roads, please, if you're still alive by chance and you're listening, do call 017-923-0002, 017-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Jude, resigning one's job, this period of job scarcity, is it not better to report the fraud or corruption? Or Steiner is asking. So, what would you do? Would you report? Whether anonymously or, you know, very evidently, would you report? Or Steiner, would you report? Gigi says, I will stay and keep quiet. As far as I'm concerned, I know C. Ah, okay. All right. But these are the people that want a better Nigeria, by the way. Let's not forget. They all want a better Nigeria. Let's get to Facebook, please. I want to see what's going on Facebook. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Join the conversation there. We'd like to get to hear from you this morning. Do not forget, don't call the WhatsApp number. Please, I get to see people trying to call the WhatsApp number. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. Thank you very much. Just send a message to that line, all right, and we'll get to share with the general public your view. All right, now, Lucky Ebenezer says, the reason why some work for corrupt bosses is what they are receiving and the bribes that they make. Ernest Umezulike says, good morning, but why will another man's evil make me lose work with better pay when jobs are scarce? It is certain that in such companies, if you do not cooperate with the manager in his act, then you can't get into his position because he and his people will steal the opportunity from you. This means you can't change anything. So I will do my job, save up, invest in mine, then it's bye-bye since I am not a shareholder. That I understand that narrative. But just to play devil's advocate here, Ernest, so what if whatever it is you are doing, whatever it is that your company or your boss is doing, is leading to the death of other Nigerians? A lot of these young men and women who work for construction companies don't see that way. Those of you whose uncles have small construction companies and they fix 1 kilometer road or they fix the entire roads all over the state, whether it's from NDDC contract or one local government contract or you name it, all the small roads that you see, you know, Okilton Drive, for example, and all the other roads, Alakaya Road, for example, or those kind of small roads, right? You work for the men who run these companies. You know that you are meant to put a certain amount of nitrite or you're meant to put a certain thickness of asphalt on the road, but they use half. And you are paid. You go home, you give your wife or your girlfriend 40,000, 50,000, go out to the market shop, you feel good. But then, 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, somebody has an accident on that road and that person dies. Causality, is it not? Right. Long John on Facebook says, I will not be complicit with any criminal activity around my work environment. However, I will not report my findings for security reasons, and I will not also resign because jobs are hard to come by these days. Long John says, Great says, Nigeria is just a big scam. Really? Interesting. 017-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. Just about 2 minutes. 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Good morning, June. It isn't easy to resign, especially if you don't have any other source of income. However, I will confront my manager. If they become antagonistic towards me, I will leave and probably report them to the authorities. That's Valentine from Igbo HA. Interesting. All right. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Inokonsaimio brought us where we are as a nation. This mentality cuts across all sectors, unfortunately. We can't build a good nation this way, even if we vote credibly come next year. No name there, but I'm tempted to agree with that. So you want to get a good man, a good woman, to become the leader of a company, to become a leader of a great nation such as Nigeria. But you do not think that those who are beneath that person need to also have that same mindset on the same track? Fascinating stuff, really. Good morning, Jude. My priest said truth will set you free. However, the truth that will not set you free is no truth. The truth that will not set you free is no truth. That's from Valentine. So if you speak the truth and you get imprisoned, are you saying that's not true? But you haven't spoken the truth? If you speak the truth and you get sacked, is that not still the truth? Does your sacking or does your retrenchment or does your, you know, subjugation water down that what you said, what has been done, was true? Please, pay no mind to these presenter. I don't have the answers. Neither am I, you know, a custodian of morality. Far be from me. But the thought has been lingering in the back of this head for a while.